week 11 of the 1209 podcast.
Now, why do we call it the 1209 podcast, Mr. Gonzalez?
Why do we call it the 1209 podcast? Well, it's because we're coming to you live from beautiful 1209 West Ogden, about halfway between Mannheim and Wolf.
Some call it LaGrange Road.
I never understood why they can't just have one name for the roads. Why do you have to have two names? It's like Pulaski and Crawford.
Very confusing.
It's a Southside.
That's Southside.
You know nothing about the Southside.
I don't do Southside.
Now, I hear there have been a lot of complaints about the people who run this podcast because it's so poorly done every single week.
This is a new territory, so we can clearly say that this is the worst hosts ever of the podcast, Mr. Green and Mr. Drynan.
What do you think, Mr. Moran?
Sorry, guys.
Mr. Moran's quiet. Late. What's Burn this? Late.
Wait. What is this?
Who are you?
What is going on in here?
What is this?
Uh-oh.
We're in trouble.
Oh.
Did you start without us?
Did you do our skit?
No, we did our skit, which is better than your skit.
Wow.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
This got awkward.
Really awkward.
There's a lot of testosterone in this room right now.
Getting rough fast. Wow. Well, welcome to episode 11 of the 1209 podcast.
We already did this.
Yeah. It's already been done.
Oh, you did this.
Why do we call it 1209?
No, did that too. Mr. Moran, can you tell the people at home that we already did this?
I'm going to sip my Diet Code Red Mountain Dew here.
I gave that up for Lent.
Wait a second. Hold on. What? Did we tell them that we're halfway between Mannheim and Wolf yet?
Well, we were talking about the fact that why do you have to call it Mannheim? Why can't you call it LaGrange Road?
Yeah, you could call it Illinois 12.
Or 45, right?
45.
12-20-45.
Okay. Jeez.
Well, for those of you listening at home, I guess we've been, I don't know what happened.
They might not be listening
the
anymore.
New format, huh? New format.
Yeah, scandals and animals. But we've got Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Wayman joining us, Mr. Drynan. And now this is time number 3 for Mr. Wayman. Actually, time number 4 if you count the pilot episode.
I still have not heard the pilot episode.
It's glorious. It's hidden in the NBC archives next to the first ever Johnny Carson Tonight
Show. Can we release some of that?
I'll tell you what. If people want to hear the pilot, I will gladly
release
the
pilot. How about
they
have to email or tweet you?
Yes. If you email me, I'll tell you what. If I get more than 20 emails.
What about tweets?
Just emails. Requesting that the pilot be released, I will personally release the pilot. Because it's never been done.
Do you have to edit anything?
No,
it might be as bad as the SNL first show ever because it was pretty raw.
It was rough, but it worked out okay.
I think we should go by fax. You should have to fax in that you want this with a cover sheet. Don't forget the cover sheet.
You know, we have a fax machine, and it's my enemy. It's my arch enemy. The thing never works when I want it to.
How often are you faxing?
There's a cover sheet.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, there's a cover sheet.
We have a cover sheet, yeah. You'd be surprised at how many people want things to be faxed in.
Why can't you just scan it?
They ask for a fax.
We read an article on that almost like 100% of businesses still have fax machines running.
It's unbelievable.
You would think that something like email would negate that.
Well, you do love technology. You do love technology.
Who doesn't?
That's what I always say, but...
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people. Say that for the next podcast.
Now, before we get too much into our interview with Mr. Gonzalez and Mr. Wayman, who apparently started without us.
Well, I've never been invited, so I might as well just do this myself.
Well, we're happy. Wow.
Well, that's so much angst.
Did you read into the anger? Because I think it's ridiculous that if this thing has almost gone a full year, and
full
I've
year.
Never been invited to this podcast.
Yes, we do want to talk about upcoming events, Mr. Gonzalez. Today, of course, Ash Wednesday, beginning of Lent.
Nice.
Now, nice mass this morning. I enjoyed myself. Well done. And Father John Caffiero always does a nice job.
He did.
He really brought
the intensity today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did. He had a lot of energy up there today. Now, 20th, guess what? Mr. Drynan's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
What's that mean?
I don't speak German. What is that? What's his birthday?
Yeah, you don't celebrate birthdays.
This year is Mr. Wayman's birthday year. Did you know that?
I don't know.
Only this one?
Yeah. Okay. You have a birthday month. He gets a birthday year.
I do celebrate for about a month. Speaking of the 26th, feel free to send in your cards and letters.
I appreciate you every day. There's no need for me to make one day special for you.
Can I tell you what disappoints me, though? Because, you know, listen, the three people at this table can tell you, no one in this building enjoys parent-teacher conferences more than yours truly. Nobody. And the 26th, which is my birthday, is also parent-teacher conferences.
So are you?
But I am not working parent-teacher conferences.
Because it's your birthday.
I will not be there that evening.
Because it's your birthday.
No, because I did the ones in the fall.
So why don't you make a guest appearance?
Make it a party. The viewers can bring in cake.
You can provide cake.
Oh, if I'm not going to provide cake.
Why not? You did it in grade school.
Listen, in grade school, I went room to room, I handed out cupcakes, and I got pencils and stickers, and I don't understand why we can't do that here.
Mrs. Kennedy makes some great Carmelitas.
Mrs. Kennedy's Carmelitas. Did you have those Carmelitas?
I did. It was delicious.
I had a really nice conversation with Mrs. Kennedy and Mrs. Vion this morning before Mass. And then I had a nice conversation with Mrs. Lozanowski, but I don't know if she's a listener. But I'll tell you what. Mrs. Kennedy's Carmelitas? Wow. Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Chocolate? Caramel? Goodness.
They were delicious.
I don't even like sweets, but they were quite delectable.
And here's the other person that I definitely want to send a very special shout out to. This might have been the highlight of my year. As you know, last week was Scholastic Bowl.
Yes. Oh, I do remember this.
This was great. And as everybody listens knows, there's only one day a year when I drink Sierra Mist, and that's Scholastic Bowl Day. So I was sitting here enjoying my lunch when the wonderful Kevin Ryan came in with a 12-pack of Sierra Mist, and he gave me the message, "My mom says good luck tonight." So, Mrs. Ryan, thank you very much for the Sierra Mist.
I still don't understand why you drink Sierra Mist on that one night a year.
It just says Scholastic Bowl.
I think we need to get people, listeners, to bring in treats for Mr. Green to be at parent-teacher conferences next Thursday.
Ooh, I like
this is a challenge.
Okay.
It's like, what would you do for a Klondike bar?
I go to parent-teacher
conferences. What could you do to get Mr. Green to go to parent-teacher
conferences? We could have a contest, too. He could be judging
everybody's
sweets.
You don't need to work. You can just kind of mingle about.
I like mingling.
You just sit at a table and sample the sweets.
But I've been told, and I don't know if this is true or not, I've been told I do too much mingling at the parent-teacher conferences.
No.
Because my haters going to hate.
Yeah. Now, the 23rd. NSET, I'm very excited about this. We've got Gene Wygant coming, a wonderful Chicago actor, talk to the kids about acting and such. It's going to be great. That's going to be fantastic.
What are some of his roles? He's played
just about everything. He's been all over the place. Right now, he's starring in La Cage aux Folles at Marriott Lincolnshire. He's been in his biggest role was on Broadway in Wicked.
Mm.
On Broadway.
Ooh.
27th, the kiddies have the day off, faculty staff retreat. 28th, auction time.
Auction time.
Nice.
Mr. Wayman, you going to the auction?
Always.
Yeah, you love the auction.
Big fan. Big fan of the auctions. It's a good event. It's a lot of fun and to socialize with parents and watch them spend lots of money on some quality stuff.
It's a warm and welcoming environment, which we all enjoy.
Have you won anything at the auction?
A couple years ago, my wife won the Heads Tails raffle, which was a very exciting moment. They put the teachers way in the back for seating, and so we made a large ruckus when she won. A couple years ago, I won some other smaller items, but...
We almost won an auction item once, but Mrs. Tanura outbid me.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
You think she would have had some consideration for a young teacher trying to win some socks tickets.
Yeah, but yeah. Parents.
Cutthroat. And you know what? More credit to her. I'm glad. I don't want somebody to back down just because it's me.
Everybody's there to win.
Yeah.
Play your heart out.
Once
you step between those lines, you're enemies, not friends.
Modern English.
Become the white tiger.
Be the cover man.
Modern English. Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Okay.
One of the auction items that we're all very excited about is a guest spot here on the 1209 podcast. Now, I saw recently that they upped the starting price to $50.
Yes.
And I'm pretty sure they're going to have to lower that.
Probably.
I don't think anybody's bidden $50. But we look forward to having whoever you may be as our guest on the 1209 podcast. Hopefully for... a nice amount of money for the Academy.
Yeah.
Mr. Moran would love some company in here to some new faces.
Mr. Moran, who is your pick? Who is your pick to click as far as the auction goes? What? No, nothing.
I like when he does that.
he teases me is what he does. I can't believe we got this many people in one room.
Studio is looking nice, though. I haven't been here for a couple weeks, and you have done some wonderful things with it.
Thank you. Do you like the Picasso poster?
I do.
Thanks.
I do. Is that a print or an original?
Oh, that's an original.
I want cardboard cutouts of you two to take pictures with, and we can tweet it afterwards.
That would be nice,
That'd be nice, too. 20th, Snowball. Operation Snowball.
March 20th.
March 20th. The brochures went in the email today to all the kiddies, so if you'd like to come on out to Snowball. Great time. Great time had by all.
It's also the vernal equinox.
Spring begins March 20th. Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
So you can balance an egg on that. Is that true? You can balance an egg upright on that day.
Because of the tilt
of the
earth.
At some point in the calendar, you can put the egg upright, and it allegedly balances. I've never seen it happen, but there's
I think we should try it and then tweet that out.
Maybe it could be your first video podcast.
I don't know if we're, I don't know if we're ready to dip our toes in those waters.
Bounce eggs, and then maybe an egg toss afterwards.
Okay. Oh, egg toss would be fun.
We could get Matt Hennick on the camera work.
Yeah,
he's a good cameraman. Yeah. Now, we do have some fun upcoming events we wanted to talk to the two of you about. First, let's start off with what's going on right now in the social studies department. I got to be a part of it today. Salty snack off.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of things going on every day in the social studies department. Mm-hmm. So little clarity here. And I don't feel like the school and families fully understand what it is we do every single year. You want to talk about the democratic process for a second, Joe?
Well, we love democracy. We try to teach it, and it was kind of a Michigan's always told the story of the origins of the whole tournament, but we thought we incorporate democracy into the process and let the people speak, let the kids vote, and if you're not happy with the results, they can only blame themselves. Mm-hmm. Last time, 4 years ago, Goldfish was the winner, which was surprising because it's kind of a very basic choice, but the voters voted. Mm-hmm. People spoke.
And I got to speak from the heart here as I tell a story. It's a very emotional story, so people at home need to get a Kleenex box ready. This is the interconnectedness that we have as a department here at Nazareth Academy. One day, post-Kairos, which everybody knows the best part about a Kairos coming back, right? It's the amount of food in campus ministry that's available to everybody.
I do hear
tons of snacks. So, Wayman is very good at this. As soon as they get back, the first day, he's on the route for snacks. He comes back this day, and me, Mr. Gerasis, and Mr. Wayman were all off the same period, which, that's just magical. Mm-hmm. And we were sitting around in our chairs, and Mr. Wayman comes back with that beautiful, shiny, metallic red bag of Munchos.
Okay.
Now, I find that a lot of students don't understand Munchos because they've never tried Munchos.
We didn't understand Munchos totally. Like, were they chips or are they crisps?
Well, I agree.
I don't know what Munchos are.
I don't know if I've had a Muncho.
Well, this is the first problem, and we always talk about this. Be an educated voter. So go out and snack and tell us what you think next time that you're on this podcast.
We're not being paid by Frito-Lay Corporation. We should declare that right now.
Disclaimer.
And if Frito-Lay wants to sponsor the podcast, can we do that?
Can we solicit sponsorship?
Is that?
Yeah, we still don't have any.
Frito-Lay, this is it.
So we were sitting around, the trifecta of us, with this beautiful red metallic bag, and Mr. Wayman opens it up, and all three of us put our paws into this bag, and we start eating Munchos. Now, Munchos have a texture unlike any other chip. They're a beautiful salty snack. Great chip. Kind of melts in your mouth if you leave it in there, which is odd and exciting all at the same time.
Very salty.
And so I looked at Mr. Wayman and I said, I think Munchos are the greatest chip I've ever had. What do you think? And this is the kind of deep conversations we have usually. And he said, well, what constitutes a chip? Mm-hmm. And Mr. J then chimed in and said, well, wait a minute. Why limit yourself to just chips? Mm-hmm. What is the best salty snack you've ever had? And we said, well, how can we figure out the best way to determine what the greatest snack ever, salty snack ever, is? And, of course, the first thing everybody goes to is you create a 60-14 bracket, and you just have this matchup after matchup onslaught of salty snack-off.
Sure.
Now, the first one was 5 years ago now, which is, it was delightful. There was a lot of democracy in action. We had protests. We had signs. We had to clear the polling place a couple times.
Sure.
Because people got heated. But it just shows how great the democratic process can still be. And like Mr. Wayman said, you take a snack that may not stand out as the greatest to everybody, but it's consistent. Mm-hmm. And people really liked it, and Goldfish ended up being the victor against Lay's Barbecue. And we went on every year then.
Wow.
We went on every year. We had the Cereal Smackdown.
Yep.
We also had the Candy Bowl.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch won cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch won cereal.
That's
who won the candy bowl?
Kit Kat.
Kit Kat won.
Ooh.
And then shocking. Last year,
no, which freeze a Kit Kat. You freeze a Kit Kat, you're happy for life. Freeze a Kit Kat, take it out of the freezer, you eat that Kit Kat.
As opposed to let it melt.
Student body agrees.
Back in your seat.
Sorry.
And then lastly, last year we did the Restaurant Rumble, which you might like as a wrestling fan. Mm-hmm.
Portillo's.
It was Portillo's was the winner. And it really came down to, could anything beat Portillo's? Portillo's.
Yeah.
And could a Chipotle even build?
The answer is no. Yeah. Portillo's is...
It's so versatile, too.
It's got so many options.
I just feel like they next time around, they cannot be in this category. It's just not... It's not a fair fight.
Now, Deadspin tried to do something like we do. And Mr. Wayman caught it and even sent an email to Deadspin telling him we do it better. As Nazareth Academy does it better than many other places.
Uh-huh. But, true.
Got a delightful email in response. So yeah. Kudos to Wayman for getting us out there.
Yeah, get out there. See, America loves tournaments. America loves voting. And we love snacks. So it was a natural fit, and we really scoured it. The first time through, we sat and brainstormed and made a list, and I went to the snack aisle of the grocery store that week and do my shopping, and just kind of culled the rows, and we did a phenomenal job of really hitting them all, and not everyone was happy. There's some omissions, but
you can't please everybody.
Well, the first time we did a random draw for the first bracket. Actually, I had to cancel about 9 dates on my Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Sat at home with a coffee mug full of all these names and did a random drawing while texting Mr. Wayman and Mr. Drosses to make sure that they felt like me doing this alone, it was still a safe process of random choice.
Yeah. But what I would like to say is that sounds like a heck of a lot more fun than any of the dates could have been.
Oh, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Let me tell you.
For sure.
Saved a lot of money.
What were the there were two matchups today. One of them was an amazing matchup. I could not believe.
Fritos versus Cool Ranch Doritos?
Frito versus Cool Ranch Doritos.
I actually had Cool Ranch for lunch today.
Well, that's what I tell them. If they have their snack out, they have to put it away if it's on that day. They can't have any swaying of the voters. So if the kid has a bag of Cool Ranch Doritos, they put it away until after
the vote.
And they can't sway people.
Who won that vote, Fritos or Cool Ranch?
The vote's still being counted. We don't want to declare a winner, but... early exit polling data showing that Cool Ranch will be the victor there.
You're declaring Florida for Cool Ranch.
Yes, okay. Yeah, I'm going out here. This probably will be public knowledge by the time this gets released, right?
Okay.
But yeah, Cool Ranch is going to be the victor.
He's very good at predicting based on what students... We do a lot of student research. I watch the cafeteria like a hawk, and I make sure that students are still into the snacks. We had some changes this year.
Yes,
we added Chicago mixed popcorn,
okay,
Pirate's Booty.
Takis.
Takis
are very popular.
They're a big hit.
Takis are very
You know what's
very
not
popular.
Popular, though, may make its way off the list in
what's
the next
that?
5 years, is kids don't like hot fries or cheese fries. Do you remember those?
I don't remember hot fries.
Andy Capps.
Yeah.
Even the combos, I think, have kind of taken a back seat.
Combos,
They were a big deal when we were younger.
I like
combos.
Peanut butter huge ones. On road trips.
Pizza.
You stop at a gas station,
you
get some combos.
Every time I stopped at a gas station, it was not a food stop.
Not a food stop. Well, Dad calls the shots when he's driving the road trip. It's this... Stay in the car.
It's gas,
that's
bathroom,
it.
And food all in one.
I don't... Now, when we went on our road trip...
Do the people in the home know that?
Yeah, the three of us, Mr. Wayman, Ms. Gonzalez, and I took a road trip to Washington, D.C., which really should have been videotaped and podcasted in its entirety.
It was a broad trip.
Broad trip, yes.
Yeah.
But I don't recall buying any food at any gas stops.
Wow.
Pringles. Wayman loves Pringles.
We were well stocked, though. We came prepared. We came prepared.
You had Twizzlers.
Yeah, maybe we could tweet out the picture of me sitting in
I don't think anybody wants to see
eating
that.
The Twizzlers. I was very happy.
Yeah,
I was very happy.
You brought more of the sweet snacks.
Oh, the Twizzlers are great, because I like the cherry, the big, the cherry ones, the thicker ones, you pull apart.
Yeah, pull and peel.
Pull and peel. Ooh, great.
Now, are you a Twizzler or a Red Vine guy?
Twizzler.
Interesting.
Yeah. Now, the other reason we have you up here today, because the Salty Snack Off is great, but Mr. Gonzalez is a big planner of what I consider to be probably one of the nicest things Nazareth Academy does, and that's the fish prom, which is coming up. Can you give us a little details on the fish prom?
So first off, let's just a little clarity why we call it the fish prom. So it's done by our fish organization, which is Friends in Service and Hospitality. It's a great event. It's going to be on March 7th this year. And it has a St. Patrick's Day theme every single year. And it runs every 2 years now. Because every other year, last year we did Lights Out for Cancer.
Right.
So it runs adjacent to that. This year we have some really cool things lined up. Not to throw too many things out there, but as we're getting buddies for some of the attendees, there's going to be a photo booth this year.
Fun.
Nice.
Possibly a chocolate fountain.
Ooh,
with Dr. Z.
Cool.
You gotta talk to Dr. Z.
Yeah.
She's got a chocolate.
Photo
fountain.
Booths are big now. I think almost every wedding we go to. In fact, our colleague Andrew Turner, some of us call
Hambo.
Hambo.
He had one at his wedding, so they're becoming very popular.
Do you have to have props?
Well, here's the thing. We were going to do our own little photo booth, and we got a donation, and a great donation. And so the photo booth is coming to us. They come with props. They come with cameras.
That's awesome.
You get your backgrounds, mm-hmm. and you get to have a lot of fun. Have you ever been part of, I feel like that's your thing.
A photo booth?
Yeah.
I enjoy photo booths a lot. I really do.
We did a photo booth at Mr. Hambone's wedding.
Hambone.
And Mr. Wayman had a great owl on his arm.
Yeah, it's a great picture.
It's a great picture.
Do you have a go-to face at photo booths, or do you have props, or do you just kind of...
It depends on the props. If there's a hold-up mustache, I'm a big fan
of
the mustache on the stick.
I have a monocle.
Okay, the monocle are good. Yeah, that's good. Well, if you use the mustache on the stick with the monocle, you could just be the Monopoly guy. Mm-hmm.
Could be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think the mustache on the stick is my go-to. Yeah. I will not wear the hats because I don't know who's had those hats on before, and I don't want lice.
We have to send a letter home then.
Send a letter home.
Yeah.
We have to send a letter home if we have lice. And I'm not putting on the hats. As a matter of fact, this is my issue with going to LIDS. This is why I don't like going to LIDS, because I don't know how many people have put the hats on before I've gotten there.
So you just pull it off the back rack?
I say I'm a 7 3/8. You got a 7 3/8? Say we have a 7 1/4. I say that's too small, and I walk away.
You know, LIDS is recession-proof, and they seem to be thriving. during the recession a couple years ago, LIDS was the only business that seemed to be doing better.
They do that 2 for $30 deal that just gets everybody in the door.
It's a big problem, but here's my issue. It's the 2 for $30 deal is great, but then they want to know, do you have a LIDS card? Yeah, I've probably signed up for like 7 of them over the last 20 years.
You have to have a card for everything.
Every time I sign up for one. Do you have an email address? Yeah. Oh, you've already signed up for one. I'm aware. Where's your card? I don't know. I visit LIDS once every 5 years. I'm not going to carry the LIDS card.
They can't look it up for you?
No, apparently they don't have that capability.
But they can look up your email?
Really weird Yankees hats, but they can't look up my LIDS card.
This message is brought to you by Liz Sports.
This wouldn't happen. Listen, this wouldn't happen at Mariano's.
Does this grind your gears?
Grinds my gears. Really, really cooks my turkey.
So anyways, with the fish prom. Back to the fish prom. It's a cool event. Kids walk up a nice big green carpet as they enter Nazareth. They are matched up with somebody from Nazareth Academy, whether it be a sibling, a friend, a family, or a random draw that we have. On top of that, once they get in, they take an official prom picture. And then they have create a picture frame portion. Mrs. White does that.
Uh-huh.
And they can put that prom picture in there when they leave. We have a great goodie bag.
Okay.
And custom stitch and print with the great Mr. Grignani, who sent a few kids through here, Nazareth.
Oh, yes.
Their company is donating all the bags for that, so we thank them for it. You can see some pictures of the event. We have a website, nazfishprom.com. And we even allow parents to come in, but because it's prom and it should be a student, just a student type of dance.
Sure.
Parents can go up to the library. We live stream the event from the cafeteria to the library, thanks to Matt Hennick and Noah Young, so that way they can see the dance without intruding upon the dance.
Very nice.
But a lot of great moves in the past on that dance floor.
They had a very nice, I think I mentioned this on a previous podcast, they had a very nice photo montage at the last rally, at the last pep rally.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of happy faces, a lot of good dancing. It's a great thing. It's really very
nice. And every time we try to do something different that sets it apart, and the leadership team this year is doing a great job of that and getting the word out. A lot of people seem very interested in doing it, which is great, but building this event and building it up year after year.
It's a great thing. It really is. Mr. Wayman, what do you got coming up? You got track season up on the docket.
Yeah, Was there a winter coaches?
We're still finishing up the activities moderator pro-am international tournament champions.
Track kind of double dips in which we started, so we're kind of a winter sport, but we're more so a spring sport.
Sure.
So I was hoping to get some kind of a contest to defend my throne as some challenge champion from the fall sports when I took down.
I'm hoping
we
do
Mr.
a
Racky.
Tournament of champions.
Well, hopefully, what we'll do is we'll have whoever wins the moderator challenge take on Mr. Wayman in some type of like best of three series.
Well, I like it.
Okay. I like that a lot. Right now we're down to who do we have? We've got Mrs. Hawkins and Sister Mary Jo still have to play. They'll play next time, and they are playing Miss Paliaka.
Same format?
Okay. Yeah.
But it was your game against Mr. Racky that we've decided to go me in the room now because it turned out so good.
And also Mr. Moran in the room as well. Right?
Well, yeah.
Always,
of course.
Now we're gonna bring it back. Ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Moran in the room? Could be anything.
He could be anywhere.
He could be here. He could be sitting right across from me, next to the leftover punchkis from yesterday. He could be. You see those?
They're tempting us.
Do you know Punchki
Weber Bakery
is
Weber
plural?
Bakery.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's the singular?
It's like Punchek. I heard this on Eric and Kathy yesterday.
They're still around.
Competition.
Yeah, I got to be honest. I love Eric and Kathy.
Wow.
I listen to their podcast.
They have a podcast.
Yeah. It's the whole show in like 30 minutes. Then I don't got to waste like 4 hours.
Well, yeah,
because
you know what? Those morning guys, they're not on for more than like 2 minutes at a time. Then they
right.
play some music. They do some traffic.
And they seamlessly incorporate advertising into the actual
conversation.
That's what
we need to do.
Well, no one's paying us, so I'm not advertising a thing.
Like, pass the Mrs. Fields cookies.
Frito-Lay's Munchos.
Wow, I'll tell you what. That Sierra Mist looked great today. Oh! Hey,
ooh.
Did anybody go down to the cafeteria for lunch today?
Well, I'll tell you
yes.
what. The place was packed. Something must have happened. Maybe parents don't like to pack lunches for kids during Lent. That was the longest line I've ever had for D lunch.
They had a shrimp basket, I heard.
They
oh,
did.
The
shrimp
basket shrimp
was
basket.
Great.
They personal. Had a grilled cheese. They had personal pizzas. And some of them had the perfect amount of burn on top of them.
Yeah,
it was really good. They had a broccoli soup.
Broccoli soup was really good, too.
That was big.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I've never seen the line that bad.
Here was my only issue. I had the fried shrimp, which were amazing. And I went up to Josephine, and I said, hey, you got any cocktail sauce? And she said it didn't come in yet. You can use ranch. You know what I said to the ranch? And no dice.
You're not a ranch guy?
No, not with shrimp.
I mean,
ranch on there.
Yeah.
A lot
it's
of people
like
put
bacon.
Ranch on their pizza.
I feel like
yeah.
I miss the whole ranch thing.
Ranch
I don't
is amazing.
Really care about ranch.
How
people
is the cocktail
on...
sauce not here yet?
It was, yeah, I don't want to say, I'm not going to say it was poor planning,
what
but I would say
for?
It was poor planning.
Couldn't we just run down to Jewel, grab a couple of bottles
the
of
Jewel
cocktails?
Store?
The Jewel store?
Or get some horseradish and ketchup, right? Make your own.
Fancy
well,
sauce.
So this is what Josephine
what about
said.
Fancy
she
sauce.
Said,
sauce.
Take fancy sauce. This is what Josephine said. She said, take the barbecue sauce and put some ketchup in it.
It's kind of like fancy sauce.
I said,
yeah.
That's not cocktail sauce. She said it tastes good. So I'm not doing that. And I went upstairs.
Well, you should have tried it.
No.
That is good.
You should have tried
no, that's,
it.
I don't that's want good. Any fancy sauce. I want cocktail sauce. Now, the other part of this show today that we're going to get to very soon, because Mr. Wayman has to get to practice. Oh, I have to unlock the phone.
I'm the head coach. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, well, sure.
Let's be honest.
The other part is, and Mr. Wayman took part in this. I don't believe Mr. Gonzalez did.
I'm never invited here.
No. You were invited. Compatibility surveys.
Oh, I took part.
Did
right.
you?
Oh, did I?
Yeah. Low turnout.
I'll tell you
low
what.
Turnout.
What was among... the story? Why didn't anybody want to do it?
So for those of you at home who might just be learning about this, it means you didn't listen to the last episode, but we have compatibility surveys that were handed out by student council. And what it was is you answered about 25, 30 questions about yourself, and then they matched you up with people who were a lot like you.
Yeah,
they and they did it amongst the faculty and staff. And Mr. Drinan and I, in this second part of the show, are going to do a live reveal of our compatibility surveys.
A recorded live reveal.
We recorded it already. But to the people listening at home, it will be live.
Some people, I've been informed, are annoyed that you call it live.
Who is that?
Well, one of our faculty members.
Is upset that we call it live?
Yes.
We're recording it live.
I'm recording it live.
She doesn't like that you refer to it as live. Mrs. Claxton. We'll just call her out right now. She doesn't
Ooh.
Like that we say that it's live.
You know what, though? She really likes the podcast.
She does.
And we appreciate her listening.
Well, criticism's always good, right?
Yeah. Constructive.
Yeah, constructive. So I guess that, you know, okay, I won't call it live anymore. We are recording in person. We already did.
Well, aren't we alive?
We are alive.
Okay, so maybe we'll just say alive.
I'm not ruining things by saying that Cool Ranch Doritos are going to beat Fritos today because this is not live broadcast.
Right, it won't
it's
be uploaded for another half an hour or so.
Yeah,
but people have broken some pretty bad news on this podcast before.
Really?
The Racky incident.
Whoa. What do you mean?
I thought we got past that.
I will never be past that. My children will never be past that.
Yeah. Well, if they're listening to
the
podcast.
Gonzalez.
I'll tell you what. When I had to go home and console little Charlie Drinan for 3 days,
yeah,
it was rough.
Yeah, I believe
well,
it.
Usually he consoles you after work, right?
Sure.
You get picked
sure.
on by the big kids?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, the compatibility surveys, good news was, and this is not part of the not live recording, Mrs. Tracy told us in the bulletin, I was her number one compatibility.
Yeah, and the mystery man.
And the mystery, Mr. Compatibility, Mr. Wayman.
Nice.
So listen, if that's a good way to get in with the boss, I think, is to be very compatible. So this is good news.
But I'm mysterious. That could be dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know why you're the mystery match. I don't know what that means exactly.
You have to find them.
I don't
think. I think it just said Joe, and you had to figure out who Joe was.
It was like Joe W., though, I think.
Oh, really?
I thought,
there's not many of those.
I don't know.
My mystery match was Melissa. Find Melissa. She's across the hall.
Well, I'll tell you what. One of my top matches, Mrs. Gurney. And I'll tell you, spoiler alert, she might get asked to prom this year.
Oh, yeah. Buddy.
I'll tell you, I go on that prom cruise every year. Uh-huh. You know why? Great chicken tenders. I stand on top of that boat, nobody to hang out with. So why not bring Mrs. Gurney? If we're that compatible, we might as well.
Well, I don't want to give away spoilers. We're going to turn it over to it now. But I found a new person that I don't really get to talk to a lot, and I are very compatible. So I'm excited about it. Could
Who
be
is
great.
It,
friends? You got to listen. So here we go. That's the perfect segue. Here we go to the not live reveal of our compatibility surveys.
Don't go changing to try and please.
All right, welcome back. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, Student Council handed out some compatibility tests. And because this is the Valentine's Day edition of the podcast, Mr. Drinan and I are going to read our results from the compatibility
test. I'm very excited about this.
Neither one of us has seen them yet. I'm thrilled. This is going to be great.
Or it's going to be just a total car crash train wreck.
Oh, see?
Look at this.
Somebody wants in.
Should we pause?
No.
Okay,
so let's take a look at these now. Nope.
Should we set it up?
All right, so the compatibility test worked like this. You answered, I believe it was 15 questions, 20 questions about yourself, preferences, etc.
And mind you, they're geared towards high school students.
Yes, so that makes it interesting in and of itself.
And we must say we're only matched with other faculty members. We did not go
we did not
into
get
the
matched
pool
with students.
Of students.
Right. And so now we have the results of who we are most compatible with. And least compatible.
And we're going to read each other's.
I'm going to read.
Should we alternate? I feel like we should alternate.
Here we go. Oh, we also have a list for
same grade.
Same grade. All right, so here we go. Your number one, the person that you are most...
Number one out of everybody?
Yeah, number one that you are most compatible with, female.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Miss Watasek.
Miss Watasek, okay.
You and Miss Watasek, very compatible. Most opposite, you and Mrs. Karaher.
Wow, okay.
You and Mrs. Karaher.
Now your most compatible female, Ann Maney. And your least compatible is Dr. Z.
Oh, I don't believe that for a second. Dr. Z and I get along fantastically.
Now, it's funny that you say Miss Watasek, because that's your number two most compatible.
Okay. Yeah, let's go through the list. So... your top 10 most compatible ladies.
Okay.
Miss Watasek, number one.
Nice.
Then we go to Mrs. Hawkins.
Nice.
Miss Claxton.
Okay.
Mrs. Durante.
Okay.
Mrs. Reeves.
Nice.
Mrs. Gurney.
Okay.
Miss Meany. Miss Bonk. Mrs. Max. And Dr. Z.
So, similar.
Your most opposites.
Okay.
Mrs. Karaher. Dr. Z. Oh, this isn't good for you. Mrs. Tracy.
Uh-oh.
Mrs. Max. Mrs. Bonk. Mrs. Maney. Mrs. Gurney. Mrs. Reed.
So some
Mrs.
of my...
Mrs. Byram and Mrs. Durant.
Some of my opposites are also some of my most compatible.
So this is not a scientific...
Well,
it's
we
not
must
perfect.
Explain...
There were only about
the,
20
yes,
people, yeah.
Some of the faculty members did not feel comfortable with compatibility tests. I don't have that problem.
Now let's hear my ladies here.
Your ladies are Mrs. Maney, Miss Watasek, Mrs. Max, Mrs. Gurney, Miss Claxton, Mrs. Durante, Mrs. Hawkins, Mrs. Tracy, Miss Byram, Miss Karaher, and Dr. Z.
Okay. All right. And who are my most opposites?
Most opposite, Dr. Z, Miss Karaher. So Miss Karaher.
Mrs. Karaher is not going to love the podcast.
No, she's not going to
love
it.
She's 0-2.
Mrs. Reeves, Miss Byram, Mrs. Tracy, number 5.
Okay.
Hawkins, Durante, Bonk, Claxton, Gurney, Max, Watasek, and Maney.
So Watasek is my opposite and my favorite.
Well, she's your least opposite.
Okay, fair enough.
Which would make sense.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now here we go.
But she's only your number two favorite.
Here we go with males. Who should be your bestie? Would you like to take a guess at which male in the building should be your bestie? Who is number one on your report?
Is it Mr. Boland?
It is indeed Mr. Boland.
Same with you.
Mr. Boland is my number one.
Yeah.
You know who your number two is, though, Mr. Drinan?
You?
Yours truly.
Wow.
Yours truly.
I'm only your number three.
Oh, who's my number two?
Mr. Gonzalez.
Okay, I could see that.
Wow.
I could see that. Okay. Now, opposites. You are very opposite of Mr. Turner.
Wow. Okay. You're very opposite with Mr. J.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Apparently you guys don't get along, huh?
Let's go through these. We have your... what is this? Mystery match. I don't know.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there.
I don't know what that means. So same grade, of course, because we're all faculty. Okay. Males, your best friends. Mr. Boland.
Nice.
Mr. Green.
Nice.
Mr. Gonzalez.
Nice.
Mr. Bonk. Okay. Mr. Wayman. Mr. Durasis, and Mr. Turner. And then, of course, needless to say, your most opposite are those seven names in the opposite direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Same here. You're Mr. Bolin, Mr. Gonzalez, me, Mr. Wayman, Mr. Turner, Mr. Bonk, and Mr. J.
Okay. Oh, well, on the back here.
Who's your mystery match?
My mystery match?
Yeah, mystery match.
Is Mrs. Byram and Mrs. Tracy.
Mine are Miss Bonk and Miss Reeves.
Okay, I don't really understand what the mystery match is.
I don't know either.
Okay.
What is your highest match? What's your percentage? What's your percentage match?
Yours, Miss Watasik, is 85.9%.
That is
match.
Pretty stinking compatible. Yours is only 79.9.
Well, I'm one of a kind. There's
What's
only
your
one
least?
Of me. My least is Mrs. Carraher at 34.4%.
Dr. Z, 38.2 for
okay.
you.
Okay. Okay. Now on the back here. We've got some nice things. Birthday buddies.
Ooh, I
People
like
with
birthday
birthdays
buddies.
Closest. Obviously, you and I are 6 days apart. We
yeah.
know that. That's true.
Number two, Miss Carraher.
Mrs. Hawkins is right there.
Yeah.
Dr. Z, Mr. Turner, Mrs. Carraher. Yeah. All
I
looks good.
I don't even have Turner on here.
Okay. Okay.
I'll switch these back because I keep thinking it's mine. Now
yeah,
I'm going to
okay, now we're confused.
How old are you? How many days old are you?
11,307
days. 12,043
days. Yeah, you
I'm
are.
Pretty old.
Yeah, you are. 12,043 days. Yeah, that's
Did
right.
Did you get a quote?
I got a quote. It says, slow and steady wins the race.
My quote's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a famous quote. Asparagus inspires gentle thoughts.
That seems weird.
To me, it inspires something else.
Yes.
Yes,
and that's,
it does.
We'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Now, here's something fun. Celebrity match.
Oh, where?
Right in the middle of the back.
I don't know some of these people.
My top 10 celebrity matches. Julia Roberts. That would be great.
Yeah, that would be.
Linda Cardellini. I don't know who that is. She might not
I
be
have
real.
Her as my number two.
I don't know who she is. Winona Ryder. Now, she steals things. So
she
I'm
going
to say no.
She does.
Nia Long. I don't know her.
No.
Pamela Anderson. You know what? She's not my kind of gal. She's not my kind of gal.
Really?
No.
You strike me as a Pam Anderson kind of guy.
She's, you know what I like to, she's a fast tracker. She's a fast tracker. She's a very friendly gal. And it's not my kind of person.
Not your cup of tea?
Not my cup of tea.
No.
Selma Blair is number six. Piper.
Who is Selma Blair?
I don't know.
She's my number one.
Mm. Piper Perabo. I don't
yeah,
know
me
her.
Too.
Kiko Agena.
I don't know
who that is.
Toni Collette.
Toni Collette could
and
be
Jenny
anybody.
McCarthy.
Now, I will say, growing up, I had quite the crush on Jenny McCarthy.
I mean, who didn't?
Yeah.
As a young, impressionable man in Chicago.
Yeah. I like Jenny McCarthy. And Zodio match,
what is
based
that?
On your zodiac here in the school. My number one match is Mrs. Reeves.
Me too. What number?
99.1.
Wow. 95.9.
Okay, then I've got Miss Watasik.
Me
Mrs.
too.
Mrs. Claxton. And Mr. Bonk. So
nice.
don't tell Mrs. Bonk. Now, we have this chart on the bottom.
I mean, I don't
Biorhythm know what that
is. Chart. What does that even mean?
If I can be totally honest with you, I don't know what that is.
I think it's charting your physical, emotional, and intellectual highs and lows for the next 31 days.
All right.
So
okay. So today is February 11th?
Yes.
It says high. No.
I'm a high physical today.
I'm high physical. No, I don't know what I am. I don't know. What does
it's
that mean?
It's a star. You
it's a star? No, here, February 11th. What is this?
So you're overlapping. That's like all three. Wow, you're very synergistic.
Yeah, I don't know what any
Synergy.
Of that means. No idea. But I'm ready and raring to go today, so I will agree with that. I am ready and raring to go.
You got anything great on your this day in history for your birthday? No.
Johnny Cash's birthday.
That's pretty cool.
Fats Domino's birthday.
Gloria Vanderbilt was born on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
Kind of intriguing because I went to Vanderbilt.
Buffalo Bill Cody. Born on my birthday.
Yeah, I don't have any of this cool stuff.
Okay.
Enzo Ferrari, founded Ferrari Cars, was born this day.
Could be anybody.
No.
Nope.
No.
Did All
you
right.
know? No, I want to read
oh,
the rest.
Oh, did you know?
Did
okay,
you
go
know?
Ahead.
Golf is the only sport ever played on the moon, thanks to Alan Shepard.
Did you know it is impossible to sneeze with your eyes open?
I did know that.
I did know that as well.
I got to be honest, I feel pretty good about this.
I'm pretty happy about it. I'm going to go talk to Mrs. Maney and see what she's doing this weekend.
Wow,
and then I'm going to...
Little...
I mean, listen. 85.9%, man.
That's pretty...
And then I'm going to go see what Mr. Boland, if he wants to hang.
I think so. I think he's in the lunchroom right now.
See if he wants to hang.
All
right. Well, that concludes this week's podcast. And we'll take it to Mrs. Tracy, who was my number eight compatibility.
She didn't even crack the top 11. Wow. Sorry, Mrs. Tracy.
Wow. Well, let's take it to Mrs. Tracy, and she'll bring us home.
This concludes today's podcast. Seniors are dismissed. All others, please wait for the bell.